Hey, this is Cindy Harmon with Real Walk. Did you know we now have a number where you can text me? It's a fun way to stay connected. If you have any questions or comments about an episode or just anything in general, I'd love to hear from you. The number is 662-597-1738. Hey, y'all. Right off the bat here, I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm having a tough day. The last few days, I've been reading Matthew's account of the crucifixion. And before that, about a week or so ago, I opened a drawer under our TV here at our house, and I saw just lying there the DVD of the movie, The Passion of the Christ. And I couldn't stop thinking that I needed to slow down and take time to watch this movie. And y'all, I just finished watching it. I've seen it before, but today, y'all, it has jolted me. That's the best word I can come up with. I've sat here and I have literally cried my eyes out. Y'all, he went through all that he did for me. And sometimes it's hard to wrap my brain around, and it's hard to believe sometimes that someone could love me that much to go through and endure what he did. So I'd like to encourage you to watch the movie and go get alone and read the scriptures. Again, I'm just being totally honest here. As I've been reading the scriptures, I've been thinking about the soldiers who did this. I've been thinking about King Herod and Pilate and Caiaphas and what they must have been thinking. I've been thinking about the crowd and how this was all because they were jealous of Jesus. Have you ever thought about that? They were intimidated by him. Actually, they couldn't figure him out, and they certainly couldn't control him. And even though they tried, they could never, ever find any fault in him. They were so hateful, beating him and laughing at him and spitting in his face. But it says there at the end, Matthew 27, that at noon, it got completely dark until 3 o'clock. And when Jesus took his last breath, it says that the earth shook. It says the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two. It says rocks split open, tombs opened, and bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead. It says in verse 54 in the New Living Translation that the Roman officer and the soldiers at the crucifixion were terrified by the earthquake. They were terrified of everything that had happened. And it says that they said, "This man truly was the Son of God." Y'all, can you imagine? Can you imagine how those soldiers and the crowd who had crucified him, can you imagine how they must have felt? I bet they were scared. They should have been. Then also, as I watched the movie, I cried watching what they did to Jesus. But I'm telling y'all, I sobbed watching Mary, his mother. Y'all, I can't imagine how she contained herself, how she stood by and watched them crucify her boy, her baby that she'd given birth to. It just makes me have such an appreciation for the life I have. But it also makes me realize how petty and how little my problems really are. Y'all, Jesus gave his life for mine, for yours. He didn't want to. The scripture says that when he was praying in the garden beforehand, he asked, he said, "Father, if this cup cannot be taken away, unless I drink it, your will be done." In other words, he said, "If I have to go through with this, I will. if this is what you want me to do. And y'all, he did. He did all this so you and I could have eternal life. He took on the sins of the world. He took on my sin and your sin. Y'all, this is why sin is such a big deal. He died for our sins. And when we're saved, we are saved from our sins. And I just think that so many times we just look at sin like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, just very flippantly. I don't even know if that's even a word. But, you know, just very casually. And I think after we're saved, we say, you know, I prayed a prayer. I said, I believe, and I'm fine. Y'all, his death was a big deal. And our salvation is a big deal. Once we pray that prayer for him to save us, we've just started the race. That's just the beginning. Y'all, Jesus' job is for every single day for us to be more like him. And it's time. It's past time that we stop. Y'all, we got to stop telling ourselves that, oh, Jesus loves me and he's going to let me, you know, he's going to let me go to heaven. Well, you know what? You're exactly right. He does love us. But y'all, there's criteria set forth in our Bibles to show us how to live as followers, as true followers of Jesus. And we need to heed those words. We need to heed his words because he gave his life for it. So as you celebrate this Sunday, take a few minutes to read about the crucifixion. And you know, you may be thinking, well, Easter is about the resurrection. And you know what? It is. But let me tell you something. We wouldn't have the resurrection if it weren't for his birth and his blood that he shed on that cross. Also, as you celebrate, just remember this Easter that it isn't about some pretty songs we sing or a program we put on. It's not about a bunny and some eggs. It's about remembering how he bled and how he died and how he was crucified and how they treated him. But then it's also about how he overcame the grave. It's about how he overcame death. Y'all, that is something to get excited about. It's something to talk about. You know, it's actually the greatest story ever told. And I thought it'd be appropriate to end our season of stories on Real Walk with the greatest story of all. Y'all, I said at the beginning of this season that we all have life stories, you know, stories about growing up and so forth. But do you have a story of how Jesus came in and how he changed you, how he transformed you, how you're not the same person you used to be? I'm not talking about going to church. I'm not talking about religion or even praying a prayer. You see, because I think there's a lot of people that are like I was. I thought because I prayed a prayer, I got baptized and went to church and I did all this stuff, that I was fine. Well, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what all that was. But what I do know is that now I'm a different person. I am truly changed. And I'm praying that each of you will do a serious heart check no matter where you are. Get serious with the Lord and ask him to reveal to you what he wants you to do. Hey, y'all, I hope this is the best Easter celebration you have ever had. I love y'all, and I'll see you next week.
Love for you to subscribe and maybe even leave a review. Y'all, it's absolutely free. And this way, you'll get a notification each time we have a new episode. We'll see you next week on the Real Walk Podcast.